This I Believe. For the past 18 years, Mabel S. Martin has been a deputy tax collector in St. Francisville, Louisiana. Her duties include complete charge of her husband's office. Yet, more important to Mrs. Martin is what she calls her first job, that of being a good housewife and proud grandmother. Here is her simple yet instructive creed.
Aunt Tilly lived many years ago. Her whole life was spent in praising God. Her church had a weekly meeting in which the members of the congregation might publicly express their thanks to God and confirm their determination to go to heaven. Aunt Tilly never missed an opportunity, but finally the time came when everyone agreed that Aunt Tilly had nothing left for which to thank God. She was old, crippled, partially blind, and almost toothless, and she had not seen money for many months. She rose in the meeting and was given permission to speak. She told her the troubles which beset her, and then she began to thank God that she could still see the light of morning, know the peace and quietness of the night, that she was not bedridden, and she still had two teeth which matched. There came a time in my own life when I despaired because I was shut away from the friendship and companionship of a community to which my husband and I had given many years of service. My whole world seemed a dark, unfriendly place. One morning, I awakened early. Day was dawning, birds were singing, the air was fresh and clean, and I thought of the little story of Aunt Tilly. I smiled, for I, too, still had two teeth which matched. From that morning, I have gone forward, accepting the things which come my way, believing that God does better things than I can desire or pray for. He does. For out of the unhappiness there has come a richness, a beauty, a deeper understanding of life with the man I married. We have a closer relationship. Together we find our pleasures, and we thank God who has given it to us. I believe the things I am likely to take for granted, God's gifts to us for daily living, should bring thankfulness to my heart. Too often I am tempted to hug sorrow to my heart and to make it my dearest friend, forgetting it is intended to be but a transient guest, that when it is gone I may go forward into new happiness if I lift my eyes to the hills of faith. As I travel life's highway, my hands secure in his, he leads the way. Sometimes the path is rough and rugged. There are rivers of sorrow and large mountains of despair, but I have found that as I come to them, they melt away into nothingness. They are the means by which my mettle is tried, my worth is proven, and beyond them there is always something good, something beautiful, some deep spiritual materialization of his care. Though he is our master, he is also our servant, for he comes only at our call. I may shut him away entirely, give him a limited space in my life, or I may turn my affairs over to him and know a new life without worry or fear. When this is done, even death can bring no lasting pain, for it is but the transmutation of base metal into gold, the conversion of a sinful, greedy existence into life eternal. There he has promised a new body, life everlasting, joy without end, and a mansion in the sky. This I believe.
That was Mabel S. Martin, a St. Francisville, Louisiana housewife and public servant. She is active in church mission work and leads a morning prayer service.